With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The government is set to release a September jobs report next week.
The Labor Department will release its numbers on September hiring and unemployment next Thursday, a month and a half late, marking the beginning of the end of a data drought caused by the 43-day federal government shutdown. The statistical blackout meant that the Federal Reserve, businesses, policymakers, and investors have largely been in the dark about inflation, job creation, GDP growth, and other measures of the U.S. economic health since late summer. Keith Peters, Washington.
President Trump once promised to release the Jeffrey Epstein files. Now he's fighting to keep them from the public, at least for now. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Before winning re-election last year, Donald Trump called for the release of the investigative files into the late sex offender. It was a promise welcomed by MAGA supporters. But after taking office, the president directed the Justice Department not to release the files. Recently released Epstein emails claim Donald Trump knew about the sex trafficking but was not involved. The White House said the emails were leaked to smear the president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Separately, Attorney General Pam Bondi says she's ordered a top federal prosecutor to investigate the Epstein ties to Trump political foes. A change has been made atop the College Football Playoff Selection Committee.
College Football Playoff Selection Committee Chairman Mac Rhodes has been replaced by Arkansas Athletic Director Hunter Yurecek following an announcement that Rhodes had stepped down from the role and taken a leave of absence as the athletic director at Baylor while the school investigates unspecified allegations against him. Baylor Vice President Jason Cook said Thursday the allegations against Rhodes do not involve Title IX, student athlete welfare, or NCAA rules violations and do not involve the football program.
That is Gethin Kulba. This is SRN News. Americans are reading their Bibles these days. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
According to a poll conducted by the Barna Group, weekly Bible reading amongst adults has climbed to 42%, up 12 points from last year. The survey also reveals that young people are leading the surge. Nearly 50% of Generation Z and millennials are consulting the scriptures at least once a week now. However, the Barna poll also reveals that a portion of the folks reading the Bible regularly don't really accept its authority, but at least they're interested. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal appeals court in Ohio has ruled against the state's fourth largest school district in a case that pitted its gender pronoun policy against the rights of students. The full 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says that the suburban Olentangy local school district cannot force students to call their peers by their preferred pronouns or to punish them if they refuse to use those words. This is SRN News. With the end of the longest U.S. government shutdown, federal and state officials now face the task of restoring full SNAP food benefits.
The SNAP program has proved to be one of the most impacted from the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program serves around 42 million people, about one in eight Americans, in lower-income households. A series of court rulings led to a patchwork distribution of November benefits.
That is correspondent Karen Chamis reporting. U.S. Senator Tom Cotton says that Republicans have plenty of ideas about how to reform the nation's ailing health care system.
Why shouldn't Americans be able to shop for the health insurance that fits their needs? That's what we do with car insurance. That's what we do with home insurance. That's what we should do with health insurance.
That is Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas. He made his comments this week in an interview with the Salem Radio Network. And you'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.